Hey, over here.
It's all right. I was sitting behind the tree. There was no way you could have seen me. In fact, you walked right past me. I almost snuck up on you and spooked you. I didn't because I remembered how you don't like that. Although you do make a cute face when you get scared. Anyway, I'm glad you showed up. I don't like being out here alone anymore, especially during the late afternoon like this. I know, just men being a scaredy cat. Still, I feel better now that you're here. It's not safe to be in these woods alone after dark. Diana? Oh, yeah, she's late, but when is she not? No, I am sure that she's coming. She wouldn't miss this. Not today. Well, yes, we do want to talk to you about some things together. But if I told you what they were, that would be spoiling the fun, right? Oh, don't worry. It's nothing bad. At least, I don't think it's bad. I think it's really, really good. Hey, can I ask you something? Do you think I'm sexy?
Hey guys, sorry I'm late. I had a practice and then some football player tried to talk to me in the locker room.
Oh my God, Di, are you okay?
Yeah, I don't know if he wanted to do more than be gross and hit on me, but he's not gonna be doing that with anyone again.
Good. Hey, you can calm down. Di is okay. See?
Yeah, I appreciate you worrying, but you know that I can take care of myself. So, are you guys ready to go?
Yay! Yes, I've packed snacks, and I brought scarves for everyone, and a blanket. And some first aid and water and.
Jeez. Okay. We get the idea. You're prepared. It is kind of cold. You look fine, mean though. But he's just wearing a sweater.
He'll be fine. If we need to, we can always keep him warm together.
Yeah, I guess we could do that if he wants us to.
Okay, enough joking. Let's get walking.
Okay, let's go take the longer path.
The one by the lake?
Yeah, it's really remote. And, you know, it has an atmosphere.
Say no more.
Oh, fuck. I've missed this. Just the three of us, together. Doing stuff. Any stuff, really.
Avoiding you? Why would we have been avoiding you?
Min, you're a terrible liar. Yeah, we have been avoiding you, okay? And we're both very sorry about it.
Yeah, we really are. And it wasn't really about you. Or it was, but like nothing you've done, just that we Diana and I have
Slow down, Min. We decided that we had to start at the beginning. Remember?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Look, just be a bit more patient. We really want to hang out with you today. And part of that is explaining some things. Among them, why we've been scarce. Before we start, though, it's important that you understand that you're,
Important.
right. You're very important to us.
Yeah, that's kind of how all this got started. Do you remember when we stopped hanging out with you?
Yeah, it was just under a month ago when all the weird stuff started in town.
We, Di and me, I mean, we had been talking a lot between ourselves and fighting, but really only a little bit.
You don't know because we didn't want you to know. To be honest, I'm embarrassed about it. But it's part of the story, you know?
So, after a little fight, we decided to meet up at the coffee shop and just talk. Just the two of us. No distractions. we both kind of realized how destructive we were being to each other and ourselves, and we didn't want to lose our friendship. Are you?
Yeah, it did go well. Thank you. We settled everything, in a way. And then, later, things settled themselves.
What was the problem? You really don't have any idea.
I told you, Min. He's not the kind of guy who thinks like that. He's not vain or arrogant. If he knew...
He would have spoken to us, yeah. So...
The thing is...
You go first.
No. You go. You were talking.
Okay. So, the thing is... We both... like you.
A lot.
Yeah, we super like you.
No, we know you like us too. We mean...
I love you.
Yeah, I love you too.
Wow, that feels so much better now that I've gotten that out.
Same. It's like a weight lifted off my shoulders. And look, he's not freaking out at all.
You don't need to say anything. Not yet. We know that it's kind of a lot to take in, and... we respect that you may not be ready to express your feelings towards us for a while.
Right. We decided that we would confess to you, together. And we kind of went over what could happen.
Yeah, and we decided that if you loved, you know, one of us and not the other, then we'd still be friends and respect everyone's decision.
Yeah, it would be difficult. But, you know, not impossible. Probably.
The thing is, we also talked about a third possibility.
Joked about it, really.
Yeah, but after all that's happened, we've decided that it's the right solution.
How would you feel about having two girlfriends?
We're not making fun of you, silly. We would never joke about something this important. And I agree with Dai. I could share a boyfriend with her. Especially if he was you.
Let's be honest. You're really wonderful, and I think you have feelings for both of us, too.
Yeah, I can feel it coming off of you. Like heat. You don't have to say a thing.
You smell even a little bit turned on. God, you smell so fucking good.
Die, not yet. Remember, we still have a lot to tell him.
Oh, shoot. Right. Sorry for invading your personal space like that.
Right, we're barely even halfway down the path.
Right, so we settled things between us at the coffee shop, and then we decided to walk home.
I almost called you to walk with us, because for some reason I felt really anxious about walking alone in the dark, but Dai offered to walk me home first, which was really nice of her.
No worries. Anyway, we got about halfway, and, well... we heard it.
A howl in the distance. Like, a real howl.
Yeah, not like the movies. This was scary. It sent shivers up and down my spine. I almost just ran and left Min there. Sorry, Min.
I felt the same way, but we stuck together. I think I held Dai's hand. We were walking on back roads, but we decided to change our path to get on Main Street.
But... that meant we had to cut through the edge of the woods.
Yeah, these woods, where we're walking right now.
It was late at night, but it wasn't dark. The moon was full, so it was easy to see.
Like it will be again, tonight.
Everything after this happened so fast. It's a little hard to remember.
We almost decided not to tell you this part because we didn't want to worry you.
Yeah, it was ugly. The thing went after Min first.
There was just a growl and a lot of pain in my side. I remember crying and screaming and fighting. Dai really was brave, though.
I tried to get the thing off of her, but it just raked me with its claws. And I'm telling you, I flew across the path into a tree. I guess then it decided that I was the bigger threat and let Min go.
To go after Dai, it had hurt me, but it mauled her. By the time I got over to it, it was tearing her apart.
Hey, calm down, dude. I'm fine. We're both fine. Look at me. This story has a happy ending.
Yeah, I panicked. I wanted to run, but I couldn't leave Dai there. Even if I am a coward, I thought of you and how we'd never get to tell you how we felt. So, in a way, you saved us.
Yeah, you did, Tiger.
Here, hang on. I brought it with me. Remember this?
Yeah, it's the antique hairpin you got Min for Christmas last year. Really nice. I'd want one myself, but I never let my hair get long enough to need one.
I took it out, because it was the only thing I had that was anything like a weapon. I ran at the thing, and I drove it into its hairy, awful back, and it screamed.
Yeah, like a human scream, but deeper. I remember that even though there was so much pain and blood everywhere, the thing collapsed to the side of me. I was probably in shock, and sort of detached, though, so I wasn't really paying attention.
Two things happened then. Strange, and really, if you think about it, kind of miraculous. The creature turned into a naked guy. Yeah, just a regular-looking, middle-aged guy. Maybe a little sad around the eyes, but you'd never think he was, well, a monster. Then the body aged and decayed. It happened so fast that it wasn't even gross. He was a man, then bones, then just like dust.
And Min was surprised by that, but maybe more surprised by me. It's funny, we each noticed it happening on the other person.
Dai's wounds were closing. She was healing almost as quickly as the man had vanished.
And Min was too. She wasn't as hurt as I was, but her injury was still really, really serious. Like a month in the hospital serious.
We stood there, in the middle of the woods, just kind of panicked and, well, I was crying.
I was too. There's no shame in that.
Anyway, with our clothes torn and Dai half naked, we decided just to go to my house.
I borrowed some clothes and we talked about it there and decided that basically there was nothing to be done. We were attacked by a monster. Min killed it and then somehow that magically healed us. The monster was gone and so were our wounds. So no one would believe us if we told them. Even if we showed them our torn shirts covered in blood.
Well, we were still thinking about telling you, because we knew that you would believe us. But we also didn't want to stress you out either. I mean, we were okay, right? Maybe we'd have some bad dreams, but that's it.
We were pretty silly, honestly. You've already figured out what happened. I know you're a horror nerd.
Yeah. That hairpin you got me was real silver. I hope it wasn't too expensive.
Anyway, the point is that we healed so fast because, well, we're different.
It started almost immediately. We had dreams about hunting at night.
Then we might wake up in a strange place, like naked in my backyard.
At least you made it back home. I woke up by the lake, cold and scared. And we both had such terrible dreams at first.
It isn't all bad, though.
I got more confident and less afraid. Stronger, too.
Both of us got a lot stronger. And of course, we heal quickly. But we have other needs now.
Yeah, we have to eat a lot of meat, or else we could be dangerous when we turn.
We were a bit out of control. We almost attacked some people.
The creatures who have been in the news for chasing people, that's us. We absolutely did not want to hurt you, so we decided to avoid you until we could be, you know, safer to be around.
We did research. Min did most of the reading, but we understand ourselves better now.
Right. It turns out that the reason why most of our kind hurt people is because, well, they aren't getting their needs met, see? So it makes the animal inside them crazy, and when they change, there's no stopping it. It just goes on a rampage.
Yeah, so we make sure that we're never hungry on a full moon like tonight. That's relatively easy.
Yeah, and that sort of quiets our minds a little, but there's another problem. It seems so silly, but really it's much more serious.
I might as well just say it. We're both incredibly horny, like all of the time.
We're going into heat. It's really awful. We need sex so badly, but we're both virgins and, you know, we don't want to fuck just anyone.
Yeah, and we can't. Not really. Because we shift forms, at least a little, when we really get aroused. How would we explain that?
So you see, it's obvious that we can only have sex with someone we really trust and love.
And someone who loves us. That being you, of course.
And here we are, the other side of the lake, at twilight. Isn't it romantic?
The perfect place for our first time together, right?
No. Don't say anything. You understand. We know you. We're your best friends, remember?
And I mean, we need you, baby. We really, really need you. Please, just let us use...
Make love to you. Because that's what this is, isn't it? True love.
I wanted to fuck you so bad even before I changed. And now, it's almost uncontrollable.
He looks a bit unsure. Maybe it's because we're outside? But that just feels so right to me.
Oh, why don't we make this better for him?
What were you thinking?
I can undress you, and then you can undress me.
Ooh, that sounds so sexy. Let's do that.
His cock likes the idea, too. Look at his jeans.
Don't be embarrassed. That really turns me on.
Same. All right, let's get started. Sorry. Cold hands, but just look at little Min. She's always wearing these shapeless sweaters. But if I take it off? No bra today. Look at those luscious tits, just waiting for you to touch them or suck on them. See how they sway and jiggle when I play with them. I barely touched her, and she moaned, and she's not interested in me. She wants you. All right. Time to lose those jeans, Min. Look at her gorgeous thick thighs. See how she's trembling? That's not from the cold. That's how excited she is to have your eyes on her like this. And now, to panties. Fuck. I'm so glad she didn't shave.
Die?
No, really. I always do. For comfort. But I think our bestie would like the variety. Besides, Min is nicely trimmed down there, don't you think? Can you see how her pussy is glimmering in the last light of the day? Do you wonder what little Min tastes like? What noises she's going to make just for you? Well, you're going to find out.
Ooh, okay, your turn.
Hey.
No resistance! I'm gonna strip that sporty pullover off and that tank top too. Aha! I knew it. You're not wearing a bra either.
Well, I don't need one. They're not much to look at.
Don't be down on yourself. Look at how he's looking at me. They're small, sure, but they fit perfectly in the palm of my hands. And don't you just love how they turn up just a bit? And they're so damn perky. I bet you like to tweak her little nips, don't you? She likes it. See? Now, loose the track pants. Fuck. Look at those thighs. She's muscled. True, but she's also got that feminine curve to her, you know? And those boy shorts are so fucking tight. And so... Let's get rid of him. Oh my fucking god. She wasn't kidding. She's totally bare down there. I bet you can smell her arousal from over there. I know I can. Ooh, and she's dripping down her thighs too.
I'm aching for your cock. I'm wet all the time that I'm around you now. I know deep in my heart that you're my... our mate. And I want you to just mount me whenever I am.
Too bad we can't fuck him in front of everyone on campus. That way, everyone would know that he belongs to us.
Oh, they're going to know. We're not letting any bitches get their filthy paws on our men.
You're goddamn right we're not. Let's show him what we mean.
Hey, hey, don't be afraid. See, we told you we'd shift a bit, but we're just a little taller. Just a little bit hairier.
Our hands are still hands. See? They just have long claws on the end, the better to defend ourselves and claim you. And then... then there's our teeth. Shh. Shh. It's alright. It's alright. Don't step away.
Oh, believe me. You do not want to run, no matter how scared you might be. We have a very, very strong predatory instinct. It would just make us want to chase you even more. And then, we'd be even rougher with you.
Besides, there's no point. We can outrun you, see in the dark, and track you by scent. We thought there might be a little bit of last-minute resistance, which is why we came all the way out here, where no one could hear you. I mean, us. It's far too late to back out now.
Yeah. Just shut up and accept that this is going to happen. Let me kiss you, baby.
Oh my god. You two look so hot like that. But he's still wearing too many clothes. Oops. Sorry, I was a little out of control there when I tore off your shirt. Got you a bit with my claws.
What I need is in these jeans of his.
Fuck. Look at his... his cock. It's so nice.
Yeah, it is. I can smell your cum already. You want us as much as we want you.
It's alright if you're a little bit scared, okay? The truth is that this might be a little bit painful for you. We're pent up.
Very pent up. But we love you, alright. Just remember that. Now lay down on the blanket Min brought. That's better than the hard ground, right?
There. Now just hold still while she gets on top. There. Doesn't that feel good when she rubs her wet little slit up and down your hard cock?
Hold him down, Min. I can't wait any longer. I'm sorry, hun. I really am. But I need you. Oh, fuck, you feel so good sliding inside me. Oh, fucking god.
Fuck, see how she's forcing herself down on you? I bet she's so wet and tight. You're driving her crazy. She can't stop herself from riding, you know.
Oh god, damn it, fuck. You're stretching me out so much. Don't struggle, babe.
See, when you fight us, our claws dig in extra deep. And as good as you look with those scratches on you, would really rather not hurt you.
But we will, if we have to, we'll hurt you so fucking good. And you'll like it because of the other things we're doing.
Yes, that's right. She feels so fucking good, doesn't she? I bet she's super tight.
Oh god, Min, this feels so right. He's really the one, yeah? Feel me squeeze my tits. Fuck. Oh fuck, that feels so good.
Yeah. I knew he'd be our perfect mate. I knew it.
Fuck. You belong to us. Just say it.
Say it.
Oh, fuck yes, you're mine. I'm coming. I'm fucking coming. Oh, baby. Baby, you belong to me. You belong to us, and I want you to fucking suck on my body while I comfort you. Oh, fuck.
Good boy. And you didn't come yet.
Oh, fuck, I feel so, so much more relaxed.
Okay, get off of him. My turn.
Yeah, sorry.
I need to taste that cock of yours. I've imagined it so often. Oh my god. I can taste that in you. And the combination is so fucking sexy.
You're making me jealous.
You'll get your chance, but right now, his cock is mine.
Look at her go. I know that she's a virgin, but she's so eager, isn't she? Did you ever imagine pure, sweet, shy little men sucking you off? I bet that makes it better than any other blowjob you've ever had.
Hey, don't bring other girls into this, Di.
Relax, man. I don't know if he's ever had a blowjob from someone else. And I honestly don't care. Not anymore. Because he's ours now. You're ours. We'll do anything for you. But there's no other girls from now on. You understand? Just us.
I won't want any other girls. We'll keep him so happy that all he can think about is us.
Good little boy. Good boy. So good. Fuck. Watching men go down on you is really, really getting me going. Look at her go. She wants to make you happy. We both do. Just because we're a bit focused on our own needs right now doesn't mean that we don't care. We really do love you.
We do. We really do.
I need to come in your cock, love. Can I ride you?
You don't have to ask, Min. Not tonight.
No, I suppose not. And he's a little too out of breath to answer.
Do it, Min. Just like me. Straddle him.
I'm not sure.
Don't worry. Let me hold this cock for you. Just open yourself up. Good. Now, lower yourself on him. Nice, and oh wow, Min really needs it. She didn't even try to take it slow. She just...
Fuck, baby. Fuck, I'm not a virgin anymore. You're my first.
Two first times in one day. How many guys can say that, Tiger?
You won't brag about us, will you? I need this to be special.
Don't worry, Min. He's not like that. He loves us like we love him. He'd never betray our confidence like that.
You're right. Fuck. It feels so good.
God is so fucking hot. You don't mind if I ride your face, do you? That wouldn't be so bad, having your two girlfriends riding you at the same time.
Do it. Do it. I ride him with me. He's around me. Now use him.
I'm going to straddle your face now. Don't worry too much. Just lick me. Oh, fuck. That's it. That's it.
His cock is filling me completely. I can't take much more of this.
That's it. Fuck. Lick me out, yeah. Explore Min's body too. Tweak her nipples hard. She likes it.
Hey!
See? Oh god. You know how to find my clit, didn't you? Such a giving lover.
I need him to come inside me. Is it okay, Di?
Fuck yes, it is. I'll get my chance. You can come inside us as much as you want, baby. You never need a condom with us.
We'll do anything for you. We're your life mates now.
Yeah, that's what we are now, baby. Now, help get your mates off. Fuck. Such a good little boy.
So good. I'm so close. Please come with me, baby. Please. That will send me over the edge.
Yeah, make her come. Make me come.
Yeah. Come. Come with me.
Now.
Come. Come.
That was wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Hey, we marked him up more than I expected.
Don't worry. That's why I brought my first aid kit. And I borrowed some spare clothes for my brother that I can wear home.
Min, you think of everything. We're both much more relaxed now. I promise that if you don't let us get too pent up, we'll be gentler in the future. For now, just relax in my arms while Min bandages your wounds.
We'll try to be gentle, but no promises. It's hard to maintain control when you're so sexy all the time. Also, sometimes, I mean, especially during the full moon, we might get a little wilder, but we will never, ever seriously hurt you.
No, you're not going to turn into a werewolf now. The wound has to be very bad, almost lethal, to transmit the curse. We have been very careful to keep our marks very shallow. Even if they do hurt a lot right now, no matter how excited we might get, we really don't like seeing you in pain.
Please don't be mad, baby. We mark you so everyone knows you're ours. It's a kind of magic. From now on, we'll know if you ever get in trouble or need help. Or if anyone tries moving in on our territory.
That's right. Neither of us need to fear, well, anything. If any girl doesn't take the first hint, they'll end up like that linebacker who tried to force himself on me today in the locker room. Nothing but a bloody mess and an unpleasant memory.
Don't worry. We'll always take good care of you.
Starting now, lean back against me and rest.
I'm almost done with cleaning all of your wounds. Then I can bandage the bad ones.
Here, sip some of this water Min brought for you.
There, all done. We covered you in scratches, didn't we? But you look so hot like this, baby.
That's right, baby. Me on one side of you and Min on the other. Like a proper little pack. You can sleep now. We'll wake you to go home soon. But a little nap is okay. We'll keep you safe and warm.
You'll always be safe with us. Always.